Hey, hey, welcome to Following the Truth. This is your captain speaking, Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here. I like that. Gives me a little feeling of authority there. I'm going to be here with you for the next 30 minutes, and I really hope you can stick around with me because it just wouldn't be the same without you. Today is Tuesday, May the 19th. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. You know, I tell you all the time, I ask the Holy Spirit what I should discuss on the program, and the Holy Spirit said, today, I want you to talk about me. As we head toward Pentecost Sunday, just a little over a week from today, we're going to be focusing more on the Spirit. You're going to hear it at church, in the daily mass readings. You're going to hear it from me. You're going to hear it from other sources as well, because the Holy Spirit is so important. And oftentimes, the Holy Spirit is very much misunderstood. People don't get the importance of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk today about the Holy Spirit. I have learned to love and trust and become good friends with the Holy Spirit. But man, it's taken me years. How do you get friends? How do you get to be friends with the Spirit? Isn't that, it's mysterious, like the Spirit, it's like this ghost, the Holy Ghost. It's confusing, but I say the easiest way is to just get to hear what Jesus tells us about the Spirit, to get familiar with the function of the Spirit. I keep saying Spirit today. And to get familiar with the function of the Spirit, which essentially is to guide us. It's the very Spirit that drove Jesus to do what he did. It's the love between, the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. It's, if we are driven by the Holy Spirit, we essentially are being guided by Jesus in doing what he did, which is to fulfill the will of the Father. That's our goal in life. So the Holy Spirit is very important. We're going to talk about that. I think I'll look at the gospel from today's daily mass because there's a great reminder from Jesus. You know, we're also coming up to the Ascension. Ascension Thursday is upon us this week. And Jesus reminds us in today's gospel that I have to go away. And that's what he says. I have to go away. But it's a good thing that I'm going away, because I'm not going to be bound by an earthly body anymore. Remember that while Jesus did his ministry for 3 years, he was bound by the limitations of time and space and an earthly body. He can only be in one place at one time, because that's what he allowed himself to do once he lowered himself and took on a body like you and me. But once he ascended into heaven, he was no longer bound by that physical limitation, and he sent the Spirit, which was even cooler, so that you and me have the Spirit. So we'll talk about it today on the program. I want to thank you if you're somebody who just signed up for my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled daily devotional. I got a bunch of new signups today. I'm really grateful for that. And I plan to keep doing that. I plan to keep doing that with you every day. Send out those little reminders, little scripture verse, a reflection. And in addition to this show, I really want to be able to walk with you one day at a time, and I thank you for all of your support. If you have not yet signed up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, it's totally free of charge. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, which is my website, followingthetruth.com, and click on the button that says sign up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. You have to supply your email address and optionally your first and last name. That's it. You click OK. I think there's a checkbox that has to be checked to prove you're not a robot, because we don't want to get automatic spam type signups. You do that, you are set. You are then signed up for this daily devotional, and you know you can subscribe at any, unsubscribe at any time. If I'm getting on your nerves and you say my inbox is too full, that it's not a big deal to unsubscribe. But this gives me a way to connect with you each day, to give you a short message to get you off on the right track. And I appreciate that. So just go to followingthetruth.com and you can sign up there. All right, you ready to get started? What do we do first? I'm testing you. What do we do? That's right, we pray. So let's turn to our Father in heaven and let's pray right now. And I would ask you to join me in this incredible privilege, the ability to speak to the Creator of the universe. And we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, you love us so much. You love us so much that you created us to be in a relationship with you. Well, here we are. We're showing up again to talk to you. Father, thank you for bringing us to this point in time. Father, we pray that you continue to lead us, to provide for us, to allow us to experience you in everything that happens to us today. Help us to really see your presence. It's easy to get distracted, especially with the pandemic and the quarantine and all of the daily problems of life, but we ask that you help us to be able to see you better, to see you more clearly in everything that happens, in everyone whom we meet. Father, we pray for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit this day. Fill us from head to toe with your Spirit. Allow the Spirit to come alive in us and guide us. And we give permission to you, Holy Spirit, to work in our lives. Guide our thoughts, guide our emotions, so that all we think, say, and do will bring greater glory to our Heavenly Father. We thank you for that, Holy Spirit. We need to talk to you more. We know that Jesus said, when we ask for the Spirit, the Father will give us the Spirit. Well, we just asked, so therefore I am confident, Holy Spirit, that you just came alive in me. Even though you were present in me since baptism, you kind of just hang out and wait for the go-ahead to get busy. Well, I am giving you that permission for all of us to get busy, to act in us, to use us as your instrument, Spirit. And thank you for your constant presence. Father, I ask you to continue to use me to do your work. Whatever you need me to do, please let me know, especially on this program. Through your Holy Spirit, I pray for the ability to deliver your message and not get in your way. And I pray for all of our hearts and minds to be open to what it is you have to say and to be willing to put it into practice. Finally, Father, I ask for an immediate end to the coronavirus, because we know that is certainly within your capability to do so, to eradicate it. But until such time when you decide to wipe it off the face of the earth, it appears right now you are eliminating it gradually. You are gradually strengthening us. You are bringing about the change in so many of us that you want brought about. A lot of us have taken things for granted, and gradually we're coming to our senses. We're making the changes that draw us closer to you. And people are being healed from the virus. Things are opening up again. The world is slowly coming back to normal. We don't know how long this is going to take, Father. So we do ask for an immediate end. However, until that end takes place, we'll do what Jesus did and submit to your will, because we pray your will be done. So now's the chance for us to prove it. So we do ask, however, for the grace to be able to endure and the patience that's necessary until the world gets back to normal. We're going to need patience, because we just can't do this. So we ask for all that, Father. We ask that in Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Yeah, it's getting tough. You know, I'm not going to kid you. I got good days and bad days. And around here, my family, my wife Eileen, my daughters Mary and Elizabeth, sometimes we struggle. It's hard. It's hard to live one day at a time. But remember this. You have the Holy Spirit in you, dwelling in you, you know, as, and I talk about this sometimes, because not all of my listeners are Catholic, and I think that's a blessing. If we can unite and come together and talk about Jesus and focus on what we have in common, praise the Lord for that. I know that makes Jesus happy, because he spoke about that right before he died. He prayed that we would all be one. But if you're not Catholic, I always try to point out what the Catholic position is, because I am Catholic, and as Catholics, we believe that we receive the Holy Spirit when we are baptized. That's when we believe, as Catholics, we receive the Holy Spirit. And the sacrament of confirmation, which occurs typically, not always, but typically several years after our baptism, that's where the gifts of the Holy Spirit are strengthened. So in other words, we get like a little booster shot to go out and be able to share the good news and evangelize and give us the strength that we need. So regardless of whether you're Catholic, whether you're not Catholic, if you're a Christian, you believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. You believe in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit is patience, along with peace and joy. And man, who doesn't need that right now? So this patience that we need, this patience can come from the Spirit. Continue to ask the Spirit to help you. You know, every day, you hear me say at the beginning of the show, I pray for that fresh outpouring of the Spirit. We need that. We need to activate the Spirit every day, because he's on standby. He's waiting to step into action. And that's the way it works. God wills our participation in order to grow in virtue, right? He's not going to do it all by himself. He's not just going to make me patient all at once without me playing a part in it. I wish he would, right? That'd be a lot easier. But he doesn't work that way. He expects us to cooperate, to do what we can. So one of the most important things that we can do every day is say, come, Holy Spirit, I give you permission to work in my life. Please help me to grow in patience. And then unfortunately, what happens typically, again, I say unfortunately because this is what usually happens. It's the way God tends to work. Your patience is going to be tested. You're either going to get a person, or you're going to be going crazy with a coronavirus pandemic or something in your life. You're going to be stuck in traffic. Something will allow you to really test. A situation will test your patience so that you can cooperate with the grace given to you by the Holy Spirit. But you've got to do what you can, which means the Holy Spirit's going to help you. But you've got to say, yes, I'm going along with you, Spirit. So there's some cooperation on our part. Again, I wouldn't have done it that way, but I'm not God. So he makes the rules, right? It's his decision. This life is his gig, so he gets to pick the rules of how it works. All right, so I told you we're talking about, I want to be careful, I don't want to get sidetracked here. I love talking about the Holy Spirit, and you probably heard me say my next book is about the Holy Spirit. It's called Let Go of Anger and Stress. Be transformed by the fruits of the Spirit. That book's going to be available in October from Ave Maria Press. You can pre-order it now at Ave Maria Press. I think it's AveMaria.com or AveMariaPress.com. Just Google Ave Maria Press. You'll get the website. But it's going to be available in October. I'll talk more about it as we get closer. If you want, you can preview it, or you can pre-order it now. But you'll hear more about my book about the Holy Spirit. But let's talk about the Spirit. And what really inspired me was today's gospel. This is from John chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. And this is as Jesus is preparing to return to the Father. I mean, this is all these readings remind us of some of the last words of Jesus prior to his death and resurrection and subsequent ascension to the Father in heaven. And there is some talk about the Holy Spirit. You know, before I do that, I'm a little parched here. I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour. You're not going to believe what it is today. All right, that's good. You know what it is? This is something new. The first time in my life I tried it this week, chamomile tea. It's different. My wife managed to buy some of it because it's supposedly a very relaxing tea, and it is relaxing, but it's a really unique taste. I mean, this is kind of new for me, this whole herbal tea thing. We got some peppermint tea as well. Maybe that'll make an appearance on the show at some point. But I know you don't want to hear about my beverage du jour. You want to hear about the Holy Spirit. But, you know, like I always tell you, you want a snack, you want a beverage, you're encouraged to do so on this show. You and me, we're just sitting around the table, literally sitting around the table talking about Jesus. I picture you as I'm sitting at my table right now. Okay, John chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. Jesus said to his disciples, now look, we call ourselves followers of Christ. As Christians, that's who we are. We're disciples, we're followers of Christ. Therefore, it only makes sense that we listen to him, right? We have to have this two-way conversation. And that's why scripture is so important. And the gospels, the church teaches that the gospels hold a place of prominence among all of the readings in the Bible. The Gospels are at the top because the Gospels give us direct quotes and insight into the life of Jesus Christ. If we're ever going to get to know Christ, we have got to really study his life, listen to his words, and spend time with them. Right now, we are doing that. It sounds like I'm just reading, but we are spending time with Christ right now. And let's listen to this is a direct quote from Jesus. He's saying this to his disciples. That's us. We're his followers. We're Christians. We're disciples. This is Jesus speaking to us. Now, Holy Spirit, we ask you to open our hearts and minds to hear and respond to these words of Jesus. It's always a good idea to pray to the Holy Spirit before you read scripture or do any spiritual reading. The Holy Spirit is going to open your heart and direct you to certain words or phrases. Let's listen to what Jesus has to say. Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, where are you going? Sometimes he's tough with his followers, isn't he? You know, can you imagine him saying that? I'm going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asked me, where are you going? But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. Now, isn't this an interesting reaction? It's a typical one. Jesus is leaving. His followers grew to love him, and they felt secure in his presence. I mean, it was not an easy time to be a Christian. They were feeling secure in the presence of Jesus. And now what is he saying? He says, I'm leaving you. So grief is starting to fill their heart. That's a natural reaction. But I tell you the truth. Of course he tells us the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He cannot lie. Jesus tells us the truth. And listen to this, and really just sink your teeth into this because it's so powerful. I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. Interesting. Better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate, or the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. See that? Sometimes we wonder, why did Jesus have to leave? Wouldn't it be cool if he was still with us? But he is with us, just in a different way. He sent his Spirit, and in order for him to send us his Spirit, he had to go back to the Father. And you might say, well, I just wish he was here. I want to talk to him. I wish he was right with me. You have his own Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who motivated Jesus, who animated all of these, the words and the actions and the thoughts of Jesus. That Holy Spirit lives in you. And I know we don't think about it. So now it's not like you have to text Jesus or hope that he's available for a meeting or even run over to the church, where we do believe he is present in the Blessed Sacrament in a very real way, but he's also spiritually present to you right now. His Spirit is living inside of you. So if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're stressed out about your problems, remember that. That Holy Spirit is in you. You are not alone. When you have to make a big decision, when you don't know the words to use to comfort a grieving friend, when you're starting to feel a little down because you're quarantined, when you're worried about the future, count on that help, that assistance of the Holy Spirit living in you to fill you with the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, all those fruits of the Spirit, those things that you need, those things that we so often lack, they're available to you through the person of the Holy Spirit who's right inside of you. But you just have to ask the Spirit to help. And again, three words, come Holy Spirit, that'll get it done. I will send him to you, Jesus said, and when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin because they do not believe in me, righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me, condemnation because the ruler of this world has been condemned. Now, Jesus talks often about the ruler of the world. That's not God. That's Satan. Because right now, evil is permitted, and God permits the evil one, evil is permitted to exist in the world. Satan is allowed to have free reign in the world right now. I don't like it either. He doesn't have power over us, but he is roaming the earth right now. And we got to constantly pray for the grace to be able to overcome him, to be able to resist his temptation. That's why in the Lord's Prayer, remember, Jesus told us how to pray. He said, Our Father, who art in heaven. These are the words of Jesus. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us everything we need, Father, and forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us, Father, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father in heaven, keep us free from Satan and his lies and his tricks and his deceit. That's what we need to pray for. Satan has no power over you, but man, he could sure talk a good game. And he could fool you. He could trick you. Look at what he did to Adam and Eve. And remember, he tried to tempt Jesus. And if he's tempting Jesus, you better believe he's going to be after you. So Jesus talks about the Spirit, the Advocate, will come to you. And one of the things that the Spirit will do, look, let's face it, you and me, we kid ourselves all the time when it comes to sinfulness. We talk ourselves out of doing the wrong thing. Well, it's not really that bad. I'm kind of having a bad day. I need this. Or It's okay if I ignore this person. I got mad, but I deserve to get mad. You know, all of these excuses. We make a lot of excuses. We're called to be perfect. Matthew 5:48, Jesus said, "You are called to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." Well, that's impossible. I can't do it. Yeah, that's right. You can't do it. And that's why he sent the Spirit. One of the things the Spirit does is give you this little nudge of conscience and let you know either when you're about to commit a sin or when you committed a sin. That's why it's good every day to spend a little time examining your conscience. Just a few minutes. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you see all of the blessings that God gave you throughout the day. Just reflect on all the blessings he gave you. It's, you know, food, clothing, shelter, hot and cold running water, these little blessings that we sometimes overlook, the companionship of family members, even if they get on your nerves sometimes. But also, you ask the Holy Spirit when you examine your conscience, let me know all of those things I did that I shouldn't have done and all of those things I didn't do that I should have done. This idea of perfection, of holiness, we're called to this. It's the Holy Spirit's job to help us, but we have a part to play as well. We are called to be transformed. That's why we're here. We're not here on this earth to have a good time. We are here to become the image of Jesus in this world. Again, is that possible? It's not possible without help. It's the Holy Spirit's job to transform you and me, as imperfect as we are, into the image of Jesus Christ. That happens gradually over a course of our lifetime. Doesn't happen overnight. And it is a process and a battle, because we have to fight against temptation. We have to go along with the Holy Spirit, even though we don't feel like it. You ever have one of those incidents where somebody says something and you really want to give it to the person? You really want to give them a piece of your mind, right? But your conscience kicks in and you say, and you hear this voice, this feeling, or this thought. You get this thought like, I know I shouldn't say this, but man, it's going to feel good, right? That's the Holy Spirit trying to get you to stop. But you still have to be the one that literally shuts your mouth, even when every part of you wants to yell at the person. But this is how the Holy Spirit works with us. The Holy Spirit gives you a thought. Don't do this. But then you ultimately have to follow the prompting of the Spirit. And one of the things that I recommend doing is, if you know, sometimes we get caught by surprise, but if you know you're going to be in a tough spot, or if you're going to deal with somebody who really pushes your buttons, it's really your job to ask the Holy Spirit for help. You know, he's going to help. But if you don't ask, even if you fail, at least you ask. So you don't want to be in a position where you don't even pray for help. Like, Lord, give me strength. I'm going to need it with this knucklehead that I have to deal with. But if you don't even ask, well, that's on you. If you ask and you fail, then, you know, the Holy Spirit gives you the grace. But because you know the Holy Spirit's going to give you the grace to act in a loving way to everyone. But you don't always have what it takes to cooperate with that grace. Or after a certain point, you just give up and you get worn down and you say, oh, that's it. I've had it. I've been nice to this person for 10 minutes and they just keep coming back at me. Now I'm going to really let them have it. But if you asked before you met the person, Holy Spirit, help me, because this is going to be a tough one, then at least you tried. And you're going to try. Sometimes the Lord lets you try, lets you fail, because he wants you to be humble. He wants you to realize that you can't do it by yourself. He wants you to realize that you need him. It happens to me all the time. I think I'm over a certain sin, and then I get a little cocky and arrogant. And then the Lord reminds me by letting me fall on my face that, hey, Gary, you're not in charge. You're getting a little proud. So the Holy Spirit is very important. I want to leave you with this. This is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and I'm taking this out of my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. As a matter of fact, this is the daily meditation for today, for May 19th. Do you not know, St. Paul says, that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Think about that. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, dwells inside of you. And I think unless we think about that periodically, we're going to forget about it, right? And it's also going to make us take better care of our body, because we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, yeah, we are all only going to be here for a short time. We are all going to die. That's no news flash. But we have a certain degree of responsibility to try to prolong our lives in order to do God's work and reach the people, because we're his hands and feet in the world. So we don't want to just completely disregard our body and our health. We want to do what we can to take care of ourselves, because we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. So spend a little time thinking about that today. Jesus gave you a spirit. So you and Jesus, right now, you got the same spirit. You have his Holy Spirit in you. You received that spirit when you were baptized. Just make sure you activate the spirit several times throughout the day, every day. And you're going to notice a change. Sometimes you'll be saying things, or you'll be speaking to somebody, maybe defending the faith or giving somebody encouragement. You'll say, man, is that coming out of me? It happens to me all the time. And I think, wow, did I just say that? You know, so give the Spirit a chance to work in your life. Okay, we're just about out of time. I've got to run. I really appreciate you being with me today on the program. Hope you're going to be able to be back here tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of Following the Truth. If you're up early in the morning, I'll be on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio for my weekly segment. It's 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. I hope you'll be able to listen. It's about a seven-minute segment. We'll talk about a Bible verse that will... Actually, we're going to talk about this Bible verse. That's right. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and us being a temple of the Holy Spirit. So that'll be on EWTN Radio. Don't forget to sign up for my daily devotional. You can do that at followingthetruth.com. And hey, would you do me a favor if you enjoy this show? Would you consider making a financial donation to my ministry? I could really use some new monthly sponsors. Maybe you could do $10 a month. It's only 33 cents a day. And, you know, you can cancel that at any time. This is done through PayPal. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. I would really ask you to do that today. If you haven't done that yet, it really would help me. If you have it, if you have the money and the ability to do that, that's one of the ways that I sustain my ministry, and it helps me stay on the air and do my daily email devotional and everything else that I do. So followingthetruth.com, you just click on donate and you will be all set. All right, I got to run. I hope you have a great day today. Remember, the Holy Spirit lives inside you. Let that build you up. Let that give you confidence and power. Just make sure you turn to the Holy Spirit frequently with the three most powerful words that I know of. Come, Holy Spirit. See you next time. God bless you.